Very slowly, he sipped his tea, not shifting his glance from the thick, double-spaced printing he read with his jeweler's eye. Engrossed in his corner, he passed on to the other inhabitants of the room the scrawled insularity of time and space. For both passed him by with the speed of light, not unlike the flow of substance, however varied, into that lysergic entity of astronomy known as the black hole.